And welcome back to Honey Sex Talk. It's your girl, Honey. We're going to talk about frustrated sex. I actually got a voice message this morning wanting me to do this episode, so you already know I was on it, getting, my little shit together. I said, fuck it, before I leave the house, let me do this episode because I feel like it's important to the person that sent it to me. So anytime you guys, have, questions, need advice, you can always voice message me. You can always DM me. Eventually, my website will be up. Hopefully, it will be up before Monday. I'm going to work on that today. And if you guys need someone to talk to on the phone for a couple of hours, you can always cash at me. If you need someone to sit down with you, at Starbucks, we can talk about, sex and different positions, whatever you need to know. I am here. You can always cash at me. All that stuff will be going out later today. I will do a quick podcast about it and just my information and everything. All right. So as y'all know, we're talking about frustrated sex. So basically that's when you are not getting your desires that you need. Your partner is irritating you. You just frustrated, and sometimes it makes people go cheat, or sometimes you turn celibate because you're really not getting what you want, or if that person is not doing what they're supposed to do. It may result from physical, mental, emotional, social, and religious beliefs. So it's quite a few little things that you have to actually sit down and be why am I frustrated? It's because I was abused. It's because, my religion doesn't want me to have sex. You know what I'm saying? It could be a lot of different things. So once you sit down and do your pros and cons, and you can actually figure out okay, this is what the problem is. And you could be dissatisfied with having sex, ever. I know some people, they won't have sex for 3 years because they're no, what the fuck? It was just horrible the time I was having sex. I don't even want to do it. Or if you're married, you go out and have frustrated sex with somebody, meaning you're so frustrated with your husband or your wife, you find somebody else to take the frustration out on, and it feels good as fuck. No jokes, no bullshit aside. When you're mad at somebody, your partner, you go have sex with somebody else, you feel so relieved, you feel good, you want to cook a whole damn dinner, when you go home, and that's just from you being frustrated. So if you're frustrated with your partner, I feel you guys should have a one-on-one talk, a serious talk, I'm very frustrated, you're not doing A, B, and C, and I need you to do it, and it's not good for me. You're making me very frustrated, and you're getting on my fucking nerves. If you need to be blunt, you're getting on my fucking nerves, and you need to change your ways, your attitude, because this shit is not cool. I actually had a partner I was seeing for quite some time, and he used to frustrate the shit out of me. I used to be so irritated to the point where I did have sex with other people because he was getting on my fucking nerves. He used to bitch and complain about everything. But the sad part about it was that, he probably didn't even see what he was doing. And it was hard for me to talk to him because he used to just get so aggressive and just angry. So it was I can't talk to you about it. You know what I'm saying? I can't have sex with you. I'm about to go to somebody else. And I liked him because we used to always go out together. So it was just damn, I'm having fun going out at the same time. I can't have sex with you. I can't have the whole cake and eat it too. I was splitting the cake with people. So that shit used to just frustrate me to a point where I couldn't take it no more. We just ended it because it was just I lied to him, told him I was celibate. So it's just that shit was just, ooh, girl, irritated. Y'all, I was irritated. What the fuck? So, different ways. If you're frustrated and if you don't want to go out and cheat, you can start masturbating, buying vibrators from the sex store. And every time you get frustrated, just use a vibrator, a dildo, watch some porn, get your nut and you come off if you don't want to cheat. Okay, understand masturbation is natural and very healthy. So you are not a freak if you masturbate. Like, it's completely healthy and completely safe. Like, you know, and it's natural. Like, everybody touch themselves. You got to touch yourself to know your own body before somebody touches you. Okay, don't be ashamed. Don't none of that. Like, this is your body. This is your body. Understand your body. Play with your body. Okay? And you can actually do it in front of your partner to turn them on. Like, hey, you know, I'm playing with myself. I'm masturbating. Hopefully that helps something. Like, a little bit. Hopefully a little bit. You can avoid holding yourself to someone else's standards. Like, if they say, oh, well, I don't like it when you give me head like this. Bitch, you gonna take this fucking head the way I'm giving it to you. Stop playing with me. Like, some people really do be so hard on people. It just makes them, like, curl up to a ball. Like, I don't even want to have sex with you because I feel like I'm always doing something wrong. Like, if that's the case, go find somebody else, because you're beautiful the way you are, and that's how you express yourself during sex. If they don't like it, fuck them. Go somewhere else. Don't let that shit fuck with your confidence. The hell? And I bet he or she is busting the nut. So, or that complain, they still busting the nut. So, you know, discuss your needs. If you feel like the person is not doing what is needed, let them know, like, hey, I like if you eat my pussy, or like if you suck my balls, like, you know, just trying something new. And if they still is like, no, I'm gonna do whatever I wanna do, it's just like, okay, well, we gotta come to some type of agreement so we can both get satisfied. Don't never blame yourself for anything. Like, don't blame yourself for something that could have been, that's not avoid, like, couldn't been, like, avoided. Like, don't blame yourself for something like that, because it's like, a lot of things happen and a lot of stuff happened in your past. You probably don't want to tell your partner that got you so, like, distant. And just don't blame yourself and don't judge yourself, because we all are learning, and we all is learning about, like, what we like, what we don't like, and we all learn about our bodies. So never judge or blame yourself about nothing. Okay, and you can experiment. Like, I know it's bad to be like, oh my god, I just keep trying all these different people. You just experimenting to see what you like. Like, damn, okay, I like aggressive people. Oh, I like to be choked out. Oh, I don't like to be choked out. I like to have casual sex. Oh, I like to have romantic sex. I like to have sex in public places. Like, just experiment and see what you really like, and see what makes you, like, have it. Orgasm, see what makes you nut all over the place. Like, you really gotta do your thing. You really gotta experiment. And compromise with, like, with your partner. Like, just really, like, I say that, like, a lot right now. Like, compromise, because if y'all don't compromise, it's not gonna be, like, it's gonna be fucking nothing. It's gonna be the same shit. Like, what the fuck? I'm about to go do this and that, because you don't even want to fucking compromise. You don't even want to pay the bills. Like, you don't even want to do nothing. Like, what's going on? At this point, I'm about to just dip. And if y'all really can't get it together, have an open relationship. Excuse me. And have what y'all understanding is in the open relationship. And, or if y'all married, y'all can be married but separated. Because if that person really irritates you and you don't want to go through the courts with a divorce and shit like that, just be married and separated. It's something, I don't know really about marriage, but I know that you can be separated. Y'all can live in different houses. And y'all can still be married. Some shit like that. And when I say, and y'all can do, like, some fun shit. Maybe, like, to really, like, get y'all back, you know, fucking each other, back in the mood. Y'all can just try to, like, when you're cooking, cook, like, kind of, like, half naked, so you can come in there, or she can come in there and touch you. Y'all can have sex in the kitchen, have sex in different places in the house where y'all never had sex at, just because. Go catch a movie, catch a vibe, go, if y'all never smoked before, smoke or drink something together and just try to catch a vibe and try to talk it out and really try to, like, be like, okay, like, you know, I love you, but you're not making me, like, happy. Like, you're not doing my sexual desires, and I feel like, you know, what the fuck? Like, what's going on? Like, talk to me, baby, for real. Because now I don't want to do shit with you, and I feel like, you know, that's not what I signed up for. So, yeah, y'all, and I hope that I answer you guys' questions. But, like, to sum everything up, if you do want to have sex with your partner again and you're just so sexually frustrated, like, really try to, like, experiment. Try to do, like, freaky-ass shit. Just try to get to know each other again. Like, do, like, a whole rewind. Like, hey, you know what? Let's go on a picnic. Let's go to the movies. Let's go have some fun so we can, like, retry this again. Like, romantic. If y'all want to have, like, you know, get it all out. Have some crazy-ass demonic sex. Like, choke me. I'm about to bring the whips out. I'm about to tie you up. Like, that type of shit. Like, dress up. Like, do, like, some real freak shit. Like, something that you never did before. And hopefully that helps you guys, like, get back together to where y'all supposed to be. Okay? Because frustrated sex is, like, what the fuck? There's a lot that comes with it. And it's a lot that's on the line. So, yeah. If y'all really feel like y'all really need, like, some help, you already know it's, like, a lot of people out here, like, therapist, sex coach. If y'all really do need to, like, talk to me, y'all gotta let me know so I can know, like, you know, the full details, and I can talk to y'all about it, because I've been through a lot of shit, so, unfortunately. So y'all can talk to me, send me a voice message, I give y'all a phone call, like, whatever, like, you know, if we can set up, like, I don't know, like a meet and greet, like anything, seriously. I'm here for y'all, okay? All right, bye y'all. Have a good weekend. Talk to y'all later.